that shit. All over the goddamn mic.
Spilled that shit.
He spilled that shit. Oh my god.
Ah, shit, it's falling on the table.
All over. It was in the cup. It was in the cup and he spilled it. Man, he spilled that shit.
Fuck, I gotta clean this shit up.
Maybe you should put, please don't wear headphones while listening to this.
Fuck that.
Yo, what's up in the motherfucking cup? Today we got Marcus the MC, man. What's going on?
What's going on, bro? Appreciate you for having me.
No problem, bro. I'm your host, Sadek Cheeks, a.k.a. The Cup Man, a.k.a. Mr. Cups. And yo, rapper career, right? Drop your socials, bro.
You can follow me on Instagram at Marcus the MC, MarcusTheMC. Twitter, Marcus Got, GOTHE, Mike. Marcus Got the Mic, but just one T though.
Marcus Got the Mic. I like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna change that, y'all. I don't know.
You don't like it, bro?
It's too long.
It rolled the tongue nice though. Marcus Got the Mic.
Yeah. On Snap, you can add me at money.marcus. And Facebook, y'all good on that. You know what I'm saying? That's just for the fam.
That's Facebook always for the fam. Facebook play good for business though.
Yeah, no. You can get me on Facebook at Marcus Fleming Official, or you could just search up Money Marcus. I think my name still might be Money Marcus.
Do you get money?
I mean, I don't like to brag, but yeah, I definitely love money.
You love it.
God, you need money in this world.
You really do. I think it's like it's more of a you can't take it with you.
Yeah, definitely. It's like,
but money gets you things though. Money take away stress, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's kind of like if you have money, it don't make you happier. But when you do have money, it's like it takes away a lot of stressors, like bills and shit.
I don't know, cause I always talk about that with people, like that topic, as far as like that quote where you know they say money can't buy happiness or whatever.
Do you think it can?
I always tell people, yeah.
Do you think it can?
It's like in the sense of what you're saying. It's like, you saying that it'll take away from your stresses, and I'm saying, like, I mean, money can bring you happiness, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think about more money, more problems?
Definitely. Most definitely.
True?
Yeah. That's a real statement. That's true.
What's true about that, then?
What's true about it?
If you got more problems when you have money, but it can buy you happiness, though?
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see. More money, more problems.
That's a biggie song. By the way,
it's a lot of different factors to that. It just depends on what's the factor, like as far as like the people around you or shit, more money, more bills, you feel me? Like it's a lot of that play out in a lot of different ways, you know what I'm saying? I believe both is true. It's definitely really? More money, more problems, but I do believe money can get you happiness, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think money buys you happiness. I think
in a sense, money, not directly, like you just gonna be completely happy, you just satisfied with life, but it can't make you happy.
Explain the situation that money can make you happy.
Shit, if I got some money to go to the mall and I can buy me some clothes, I'm happy.
But it's temporary though. You telling me if you like if you bought a fresh pair of sneaks, how long does that happiness last?
However long I want it to last.
Until you step in some mud, until you crease the toe box.
No, for real.
For real, though. Like, money is like, don't get me wrong, I love money. Who don't love money? But, yeah. Like, I don't think in the long run it buy you happiness.
Yeah, no, you definitely, I'm not saying you should, like, depend on money to make you happy and all that. You definitely, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to enjoy life yourself without money. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of other things in life.
I read this book called Super Rich. You know Russell Simmons?
Yeah.
Old ass. He put everybody though. Russell Simmons, like, to be super rich means to be happy while having absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you was broke on the street, or maybe not on the street, in the woods. I'm going to create a picture. You in the woods, no clothes, nothing, because you'd be smiling.
You said you asked him?
Yeah, on top.
I think what you're trying to get at is like how they be saying like you notice like some of the richest people, you know what I'm saying, they be more humble.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like how they say like you got all these people being flashy, or you know what I'm saying, the richest person in the room might not have no jewelry on or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Just being able to have things and like still remain humble.
I think humble's hard for me.
Think so?
Yeah, being humble. I mean, it's not that hard.
What's hard about it?
I think, like, there's a sense where if you're flying too high, that's a problem, but if you're flying too low, that's an issue too. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to fly low, because I don't like being low. But like, there's such thing like I forgot what story it was, but it was like, it's like, it was some god, and he like wings and shit. Mm-hmm. It was like a Greek mythology.
Not Zeus.
It was like a son of like a god.
Okay.
But like, he was flying and shit, and someone told him, don't fly too low, or like the water is gonna like eat him up or some shit.
Yeah,
but
I know what you're trying to say.
If you fly too high, then like his wings will melt or some shit like that.
Okay.
But like, it's hard for me to stay more low than not going too high.
Right. You saying like as far as like what, like being content with life, or just like in what aspect?
Being in between humble and what's the opposite of humble? Showing out?
Yeah.
Yeah, being in between humble and like showing out, like. Yeah, what's the word for that?
I don't know.
I
get what you're saying, like, because I do that myself, like, just always wanting to strive for more, you know what I'm saying? Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, yeah, like, not or striving for more, like, thinking you the shit.
Or to the public eye.
To the public eye.
Okay, yeah, no, it's definitely levels to that as far as being humble or being an asshole.
But it's bad for you to be too humble.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, you have people run over you.
Exactly. So like, it's like try being in between is hard for me, or more on the higher side.
I think you just gotta know what situations.
What you mean?
Like what situations to be humble in, and what situations to not be humble in.
Like
I gotta show my ass off. You know what I'm saying?
If you're on stage,
yeah. If it's the situation for it necessary, you know what I'm saying? Like. Can't be humble every time,
like
just sometimes you gotta just, it ain't even about being arrogant, it's just confidence, you know what I'm saying? You should be confident in yourself.
Okay, is Floyd Mayweather confident or
I don't know, cocky?
I don't know because
that's
the word.
Floyd Mayweather. I don't know because I'm not him.
That's very true.
I can believe in a sense that he's confident, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And he got every right.
He beat 61 people now?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He got the right to be confident. You know what I'm saying? If you had all these fights, you might treat this shit, I'd be confident too. You know what I'm saying?
But where's the line, though?
Where's the line?
Have you seen him, like, sit at the end of the table? He had all the bricks of money in front of him. No, that picture that have you
going. Yeah, that stuff, like, the flash of the money all on the ground and the $1 million on the table. Nah, that's just going too far, though. Like,
he's getting cocky. But like the video of him when he was talking, have you seen the video when he was like, he was talking that he's like, I eat pizza, I hang around with girls all day, and I can still beat y'all. Give me 6 weeks. Like he said, he could beat any boxer. I mean, but E. Floyd Mayweather.
That's him being confident and arrogant.
So you think you can earn arrogance?
You can earn confidence.
I think confidence can come. Just from knowing yourself, though. I don't think you gotta earn that. I don't know, because
I can say with myself, definitely you can gain. Like, okay, put it like this, I'm a rapper, bro. Like,
yeah.
When I first started rapping, I wasn't doing as many shows, you know what I'm saying? And as far as my skill level, like, I always knew I was decent, but I didn't feel like I was where I'm at now. Like, now it's not really nothing you could tell me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that came with trial and error. That came through experience and, you know what I'm saying, just practice and just, you know what I'm saying, going through the necessary stages that I had to do to get better as an artist.
Especially with confidence being a rapper, because, like, especially on the mic,
you
can hear confidence.
Confidence performing in front of people, confidence when I record, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying, that ain't easy to get behind the mic and rap some words. I mean, it might seem like it's easy because everybody's doing it, but it's not easy, bro. Like, if you want to do it the right way, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's the same thing. I always say this to people when they say Drake got ghostwriters. I'm like, well,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, though.
If he got ghostwriters, he's still swagging it out, you know what I'm saying? He the one doing the delivery. He delivering the songs, you know what I'm saying? That's hard.
And I think music is like, it should be a collaborative thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, even if I have ghostwriters, I think the term has a negative connotation to it, where like you hear ghost riding, it's like, oh shit, you're a ghost riding for life.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand it more so in the singing aspect, because like if you can understand, if you can take this person's emotions and form it into a song, then yeah, why not? But as far as rapping, you know what I'm saying, rapping, I don't know how I feel about ghost riding a rap.
That's the game.
That's supposed to be, supposed to be you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's supposed to be you behind them lines when you spit and talking what you're talking,
that's
not,
true.
Not singing. So like,
well, I was watching one of his interviews, he said all his bars are his.
Yeah,
but when it comes to like his hooks and shit, like,
yeah.
I don't know about that. Like, I'm not. Then again, I'm not Drake.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. I say myself personally, I would never want to ghostwrite. And I'm trying to stir
what
away from you, that forever.
What helped you like get over that confidence? Like, but what helped you gain that confidence on the mic and like performance? Mm-hmm. Like, was it just built up like a muscle kind of thing, or like you was always been like that?
No, definitely it wasn't like that. There's two things that help me gain my confidence. I would say what helped me gain my confidence is like seeing my potential and seeing myself get better, you know what I'm saying? Like, not needing that validation. Like, I know I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I write a verse or something, I amaze myself, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you be writing, you be like, oh shit! Yeah. It's the heat!
I talk to myself all the time, like, bro, like, you was cold, bro. Like, when I be writing some shit, I'm like, how do you even just come up with this shit? You feel me?
You were a very lyrical rapper.
I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
So it came from that, you know what I'm saying? It came from me seeing myself get better, you know what I'm saying? Being hungry to get better and to see myself get better and to know I'm better and I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I had that right to have that confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, as far as with the shows, you know what I'm saying? I gained confidence. I definitely gained confidence while seeing the people rocking with me being neat, because when I go to shows, like, always try to stand out and not fit in with the rest of the people, you know what I'm saying? I always try to do something different. Like, I don't know, man. I got hype songs, but I hate performing hype songs. Like, that's not my niche.
Yeah,
like,
that's not really shit. Me.
Yeah, it's really me. Like,
just do you, bro. I honestly,
and that's what I've been doing. It paid off. Like, going to these shows and just like spitting bars and just, you know what I'm saying, showing people that I can rap. That's what I really like to do.
Yeah.
Just to go to these shows and show people I can spit. Yeah. It paid off, you know what I'm saying? People rock with it every time.
Yeah. I was watching I watch a lot of shit. I was watching Pharrell. He went to this like this sound engineering like class or something like that. Mm-hmm. He was talking in front of him. He said, honestly, all he did was just do his own thing. Mm-hmm. And that, even though it took a lot longer for his music to get off the ground because it wasn't popular, it was like, it lasted longer in the long run because people that fuck with him really fuck with him.
Yeah, it's just popular. Like when they say, like, when you take you a little longer if you just build up a fan base, you know what I'm saying?